You're listening to the Mortgage Reports Podcast, where we reveal tips, tricks, hacks, and knowledge to help you buy a home, refinance, or invest in real estate.
Over the last few years, homeowners have gained $1 trillion in equity. So despite the slowing home prices of this year and the end of last year, borrowers significantly increased their home equity. Now, CoreLogic reported that mortgage homeowners experienced a $1 trillion increase in net worth during the fourth quarter of 2022. This means that the average borrower now has a home equity of about $270,000, which is $90,000 more than before the pandemic started. So what are the implications for homeowners across the country? What does this mean? So this increase in home equity is excellent news for homeowners as it represents a significant growth in wealth. Homeowners can use this equity to fund various financial goals like debt consolidation, home renovations, investments, and much, much more. Now, it's essential to remember that not all homeowners experience the same level of equity gains, as it varies depending on location and the housing market state, as we all know. Now, how do you calculate home equity? Well, calculating your home equity is pretty simple. You just subtract your mortgage balance from the current house price, so what it's currently worth, to estimate your home value. You can also use online tools, research comparable home sales in your area, or you can pay a professional to conduct an appraisal on your property. Now, let's get into the fun stuff. How do you use your home equity? What can you do with it? How is it beneficial and useful for you? To use your home equity, you need to convert it into cash. And now there are three main ways to do this: a home equity loan, a home equity line of credit, and a cash out refinance. Let's talk about a home equity loan. This allows you to keep your existing mortgage while taking out a second loan on the property. Home equity loans typically have lower closing costs, but may come with slightly higher interest rates compared to cash out refinancing. Now, number two is a home equity line of credit. A home equity line of credit works a lot like a credit card, with a credit limit that can be repaid and reused. They typically feature variable interest rates, low or zero closing costs, and you pay interest only on the outstanding balance on the credit card or the HELOC. Now, number three is a cash out refinance. This option always allows you to replace your existing mortgage with a brand new one. Now, the balance of the new loan will be more than the amount borrowed, with the difference being returned to you in cash. Refinance costs typically range from 2 to 5% of the loan amount. So using home equity for your needs. So now that you've got the options of how to access it, now you can use it for various purposes like home renovations, debt consolidations, or down payment on a vacation home or rental property. Now, when we do cash out refinances or home equity loans, it's very, very important to not use it to buy, in my opinion, to not use it to buy like luxury goods. It's always best to use it wisely. Use it to buy something that's going to make you money or something that's going to lower your monthly mortgage payments. Now, there are certain limitations. Generally, you can't cash out all of your equity. Lenders usually like to keep 20% of the home's value untouched as a protection in case that you don't make your mortgage payments. The remaining amount is called accessible equity. So guys, that in short is how you can tap into the $1 trillion of equity that homeowners have now gained. I tell people that real estate is one of the safest investments. Now, there's a saying in the real estate and mortgage industry that it's that time in the market always beats trying to time the market. I have a lot of friends who tell me that they're going to wait for the mortgage industry to crash, or they're going to wait for interest rates to drop again. And for me, real estate And for a lot of individuals, real estate is a long-term game plan. You're going to be with it 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years and watch the equity grow. Of course, like anything, it has its cycles. So there might be a time where it dips 5 to 10%, but then it always bounces right back up. And it's more in the positive than more in the negative, if that makes sense. Guys, I hope that you guys found some value in this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys found value in it, please hit that like and subscribe button and make sure to share this with a friend, somebody that you think might benefit from this. We're doing this for you. So leave us a comment, let us know how we're doing, and let us know what you'd like to hear in future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to the Mortgage Reports podcast. Visit themortgagereports.com for daily mortgage rate updates, news, and advice from experts.